Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The dog days of summer almost behind us. Harvest will be picking up steam as we go into the fall. We already know that as a nation, our total production is going to be disappointing. We won't be adding to our reserves this year. Corn, soybeans, cotton, and wheat, they all compete for acres, and they are all coming up short. So what does all this mean? We've already witnessed record prices and wild price volatility, and that's going to be with us until we raise a big crop. And the next chance for a big crop isn't until next year. The public is voicing concern about the rising price of food, never mind the fact that they were spoiled for 30 years when the price of corn stayed in the $250 per bushel range. Not anymore. The future norm may not be $7, but it won't be $2 either. Rising food prices will continue to fire up the debate of food versus fuel. The ethanol subsidies that expire this year, well, they're not likely to be extended. Cattle prices and hog prices have been strong, but I don't expect those industries to expand. The cost of feed will put the brakes on. The broiler companies have not enjoyed profitable prices because we have too many chickens. And on the positive side, most of the livestock industry has adjusted to the higher priced feed. As you can see, these historic grain and soybean prices, although exciting if you're a farmer with a good crop, they generate a whole host of other concerns. When it's all said and done, there are some major pluses. First, if you raise a good crop or have the hogs and cattle to sell, you're going to make some money and pay down the mortgage. And second, we already know that if we just let the market work, farmers will respond and produce more. We always have. And then these historic high prices will fall back at least some. Third, the short crop this fall all but guarantees a reasonable good price for next year's crop. This is a wild and uncertain business to be in, but is there anything more important than food? Maybe water. Have a safe harvest. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.